RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so before I play this for you, we have to take a step back. We did a People's Court, maybe this was like a week, 2 weeks ago, and it is honestly one of the segments that I can remember in the last 6 months. I can't remember getting the volume of text messages in such a short period of time with people wanting to weigh in. So this was the story that was presented for the People's Court. A kid in Michigan who got kicked off his high school basketball team. Now, their coach kind of has like a Herman Boone, it's a public school, so I'm not going to cut anybody from the team. But if you try out for the basketball team, he is not going to cut you. Kid makes the team. But the coach has a rule. You got to show up to practice every day, or you need a valid reason for not being at practice. This kid missed practice for 2 days because he went on a family hunting trip. When he came back, he no longer had a spot on the team. Now, he and his parents are filing an appeal with the state to try to get him back on the team. So this was the story that we did a couple of weeks ago when we just asked people, hey, do you think that the kid should be on the team? Now, I don't really have a good answer of the how, but the coach of the team reached out to me and said, I want to come on your show to explain my side of it. We're always going to be a platform and a show that gives you the opportunity to speak. Hey, we talked about you. You get an opportunity to speak for yourself. So earlier today, I got a chance to talk to the head coach of this team to get his side of the story of what happened. I want to play it for you, Rob, and then you and I can discuss and we can have another emergency people's court. So the conversation, it starts with a very simple, hey, tell us the story of how the kid got kicked off the team.
We had tryouts on a Wednesday and a Thursday, and deer season starts Saturday, right? So we have tryouts Wednesday, Thursday. On Thursday, we inform the kids who made the team. In fact, we didn't make any cuts, so we kept everybody on the team. And so we were in the huddle at half court, and, you know, as we break the huddle, the student tells me that he's going hunting on Monday and Tuesday of next week. And so, you know, we have to practice because Thanksgiving's the week after. So this week of practice was vital. We had a scrimmage on that Saturday, and we were giving the kids Saturday, Sunday to go hunt. So the kids got the first 2 days to hunt, and I explained to them that we needed him here on Monday and Tuesday, and that he had 6 days the second week to go hunting. And, you know, he looked at me and said, I usually take the whole week off. And I said, you know, unfortunately, we're at varsity basketball now, and you know, we need you here. The team needs you here. And with the injuries we have, we only have 10 kids in uniform. So that's kind of a vital number for practice as well. So, you know, he said he was going to go home and talk to his parents about it. Came in. I thought he'd come in that Friday and tell me he was going to stay on the team. And he came in and explained to me that he's driven over a certain amount of miles and that he was going to decide to go hunting. And he had his practice jersey. And, you know, it was a mutual thing. Me and the kid get along great. We still do. The kid didn't quit. I didn't kick him off the team. It was a very cordial conversation. So the kid went home. He had a decision. He chose to go deer hunting. And I know to some it's a little radical, but I'll say it again. You know, the second week of deer season, the kids had Tuesday to Sunday to hunt. So they actually had 9 days to go hunting. And our deer season in Michigan is a 2-week period. So they had plenty of time to go hunt. Many of our kids went hunting. I, in fact, go hunting. And everybody was able to do both.
Where has the controversy came from? Because I'm in Kansas City, and I'm going through my usual blogs and getting contents for the show, and this was kind of a hot-button topic on, hey, this kid got kicked off the team for going hunting and a family trip. Where do you think the controversy has come from with this story?
Well, so the mother, I never heard from the parents on that Thursday, okay? Not a phone call. The kid came in Friday, made the decision. Everybody in the program went deer hunting Saturday, Sunday. We came to practice on Monday. Still nothing. I got a text message from mom on Tuesday telling me, you know, is it true that you kicked my son off the team for going on a family vacation? And I just explained to her that, you know, the expectation was that he would be at practice this week because we only had so many days to prep, to get ready for the season, right? And I've coached in college basketball. I played in Europe. You know, I remind myself every single day, this is high school, right? This isn't college. This isn't professional sports. And we do a really good job with that. And so mom made a Facebook post and phrased it as a family vacation, which it wasn't. He was going hunting on Monday and Tuesday. And phrased it as I kicked him off the team. Now, she had pictures of him getting a text message that he made the team, and he did. You know, honestly, Thursday night I texted all the guys, congratulations, welcome to this year, it's going to be a blast. He was in that group text message. I honestly thought he'd go home and he would come back in on Friday. I mean, he's been working out with me all summer long. And he didn't. And to be honest with you, I personally don't think the kid has an issue with it. He comes to our games. We just had a huge win the other night. They stormed the floor. The kid was out there storming the floor with all of our players. And so the controversy came. The mother decided to make a big post and made it sound like I kicked him off the team and for a family vacation, a family hunting vacation. And I didn't. You know, one... My side of the story wasn't told till about 3 days into it. The school didn't want to make a response. They didn't want me to respond. And then after a few meetings, I just said, I got to respond here. You know, I have a small business in the area, and it was starting to affect that. And it really got to the point where I actually resigned from all the pressure and all the hate. And then... that turned around in a day. The current parents on the team were just phenomenal. The people in town, once they got the full story, it really was just squashed. So, you know, it kind of ran there for a couple days, and nobody went to the board meeting the other night. I mean, it's been squashed. So it's just, it's an important story because, you know, I feel like today's world, everybody has a sense of entitlement. Everybody's given stuff. Everybody wants things before it's earned. And, you know, we're pretty open there about that. And, you know, as everybody knows, if you want to be good in team sports, you have to sacrifice for each other. And we asked him to sacrifice 2 days of his hunting for the team. And he chose not to, and that's okay.
Is there any scenario in which this kid could potentially rejoin the team? Let's just say that this ended up in the end being a suspension. He's got to run some suicides. He's got to do some push-ups. You know, some real Coach Carter kind of stuff.
I mean, yeah, he could come. He could try out for the team next year. Yeah, there's no problem with that. I mean, but, you know, he made a choice to not be on the team. And, in fact, you know, the parents met with the uppers of the school, and they don't want him back on the team this year. So, you know, there wasn't even really a fight to get him back on the team this year. He was okay with it. And, you know, next year, now that he knows the rule, I mean, here's our rule. One unexcused absence is a game. Two unexcused absence, you're off the team. You know, all practices that are in our program Sunday are optional. That's school policy. You know, being sick isn't an unexcused absence. So, you know, you got to be there. And if he wants to make that team next year, I'd be more than welcome to bring him back on the team. And
so that was my conversation with Billy Hunt. He is the head coach at this high school. It's in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. What did I say? My bad. Billy Hill. I apologize, Rob. You can just talk over the air. I don't know. That was in my ear. I'm like, where's the sound coming from? So that was Billy Hill on the show. I can't think of any other time in our show history, Rob, we will have a high school basketball coach on from Michigan. But you remember we did this People's Court. I then just get an email. Hey, I'm the coach you guys were talking about. I want to come on the show. I want to explain my side of the story. You have now heard the coach's side of the story. So, Rob, this is what we'll do. Let's take a break. 913-586-7965. We're going to read our texts during an emergency People's Court. You just heard the coach's perspective on this. We'll read as many texts as we can. And Jake Eisenberg wants to come on the show. We're just inviting anybody on the show. Invite yourself on the show. Jake Eisenberg is going to be on the show to talk about Mikel Garcia and what the Royals could potentially do this offseason. We got a busy 4 o'clock hour. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And now, he's asking for your help. Please help the drive in the latest installment of The People's Court.
All right, a couple of things. I don't think we've ever had a high school basketball coach on that wasn't from the area. I don't really know why we would. But this is a really interesting story to me. And as the Chiefs now have three preseason games, I don't have any interest in breaking down these games. I don't have any interest in just coming up here every day to tell you the Chiefs aren't making the playoffs. You know they're not making the playoffs. I know they're not making the playoffs. So this is definitely a unique topic, but I find the topic to be pretty interesting. And this show is always going to create an environment in which people can say their piece. We talked about the head coach. I gave my opinion. Rob, you gave your opinion. The text line gave their opinion. If the man says, hey, I want to come on the show and explain my side of the story, who am I to tell him, no, you can't come on the show? So, hey, he reached out to me, said, I want to come on the show. I'm happy to do it. We agreed. He came on the show to tell his side of the story. So I don't have the ability to play his whole interview again for you guys. But if you missed it, this is the topic that we did on the show maybe like 2 weeks ago. I saw this on a blog. You know, I'm getting ready for the show. I'm finding stories that I think you guys will find interesting. And then this story just popped up. A kid in Michigan who got kicked off his high school basketball team. Now, their coach kind of has like a Herman Boone, it's a public school, so I'm not going to cut anybody from the team. But if you try out for the basketball team, he is not going to cut you. Kid makes the team. But the coach has a rule. You got to show up to practice every day, or you need a valid reason for not being at practice. This kid missed practice for 2 days because he went on a family hunting trip. When he came back, he no longer had a spot on the team. Now, he and his parents are filing an appeal with the state to try to get him back on the team. All right. So you just heard the coach. I got to say, I'm on the coach's side here. I'm on the coach's side for this reason. At what point do we teach kids that even as adults, you are going to be faced with a decision in which everybody can't be happy? Everybody can't be happy. And sometimes you have to make a choice. If you choose A, then B will happen. If you choose B, then A will happen. It sounds to me like the coach and the kid had a conversation, and the coach laid out what his options were, and then the kid made a choice about which option he was willing to live with. That's life, I would say. So I don't really have a problem with that being the scenario that was painted. And how it sounds to me, again, this is just one side of the story. It sounds to me like the coach and the kid are fine, both with what the decision ended up being. And then Facebook mom popped up. And Facebook mom always likes to throw her hat in the ring. She went on there, started up a thread, and then, you know, she starts replying to everybody in the comments. To me, it sounds like the mom muddied this thing up way more than it needed to be. It sounded like the coach was fine with this decision. The player was also fine with this decision, but Facebook mom was not fine with this situation. So honestly, after hearing his side, now, I don't think the mom's calling into the show. I don't think the kid's calling in the show. I think this is the end of us talking about this. I think the coach is right. I think the coach presented an option to his player. His player then knew what the consequences were going to be and was fine to accept the consequences of, if I do this, then I'm not going to be on the team anymore.
I am very happy that when we did this topic, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. I think you're right. Maybe 10 days ago. I was on the side of the coach because I felt like the kid knew, hey, every action has consequences. He chose hunting. At the time, we described it as a vacation over practice. We now know the kid made that decision. It wasn't a vacation. It was just regular hunting where he had a chance to hunt before, but said, nope, I'm going to hunt now. And it seems like he and the coach understood, hey, I picked What it is, what it is. Here's my practice jersey. Here's my jersey. I'm going to keep coming to games as a fan. Best luck this season. But I picked hunting over the team. And his mom didn't seem happy with that decision. It seems now like the coach laid out a rule. The kid broke the rule. The kid and the coach worked together to discuss what the consequences are. They all seem to agree, hey, the rule's the rule. You're off the team. And then Karen from Poughkeepsie got mad at all of this breakdown and started framing it on social media to create beef. And now that the beef has somehow been squashed because he's now giving his side of the story, there is no problem, no animosity, board meetings, nothing. It has been a situation where people go, oh, she was in the wrong. I like that the kid's getting caught in the crossfire here because it seems like he understood that his actions have consequences and the consequences have happened. But this does not seem like, this seems like the parent's fault, not the kid or the coach's fault.
Text line 913-586-7965. Hey guys, I'm a local high school coach here, assuming that the coach is not lying and that he is 100% in truth on his side. I think the kid made a decision and social media went overboard as they usually do. So that is one person. There was another text on here from somebody that was a high school principal. Here it goes. I'm a metro area high school principal here. In no way am I surprised that the parents are the issue and they use their social media posts to make this non-story a story. I think that's what happens in a large majority of these kind of blog stories that pop up. I think it's usually a mom, a dad, an aunt, somebody who goes on Facebook, and we all know what kind of content gets the internet riled up. We all know what kind of content gets people riled up. Like, in the same way that I think people call out the media in clickbait, and how, at this point, if you're in the media, I kind of know what topics will get you guys fired up. Like, I've been doing this long enough, I see how you guys respond to things. It's not hard to create clickbait. I think the regular average person has clickbait too. And if you've been on Facebook, you know what exactly you need to do to get people riled up. On Instagram, it's not that hard to know what gets you a lot of likes and reposts on there. So I do believe, I firmly believe that's what happened here. I think the kid realized, hey, well, I can't do both. I can't hunt and be on the team, but I'd rather hunt than be on the team. Like, that's what it sounds like to me. I'd rather hunt than be on the team. Hey, I like these guys. I'm cool with hanging out with them, but I really just want to go hunting with my dad. I want to go hunting and do those kind of things. Like, it doesn't sound to me that the kid holds any ill will, not based on what the coach said. He still goes to the game. He's still around the team. He celebrates with the team. I don't know if the kid really wanted to play basketball, or I just want to be around the guys. I just want to hang out with the guys. I think we all know a kid like that in high school that played sports. Kid didn't love basketball or football or baseball. Hey, but all my friends are doing this, so sure, I'm going to sign up to do this. It's also a small town, too. They only had 10 players on their varsity basketball team. So this isn't Blue Valley Northwest, a large major high school. This is a small school. I'm on the coach's side. Maybe I'm biased because he came on the show. The story that he told, I think, is a very fair story.
I also think,
I'm sorry, real quick, though, while I'm thinking of this, because someone just texted this in, then what would be a valid reason for the kid? That was the one part I didn't really understand. He said being sick is not an excused absence.
He said being sick counts as an unexcused absence. Or he said it weird.
That's what I was like, wait, hold on. Like, so you're telling me if you're sick and you miss school and you miss practice, that means you can't play in a game? That didn't make a lot of sense to me.
I think he said being sick is not an unexcused absence, which the verbiage there is confusing. But anyway, I think this whole story, as we kind of continue to peel back the onion of it, has taught me one thing. Societally, we have and we've talked about this on the show before with youth sports. I think we have a parent problem when it comes to high school and youth sports in this country.
Oh, for sure.
I think that's what stories like this highlight. Because you're right. Hearing the coach's side of the story, reading the story, learning about it, it sounds like the kid didn't really love basketball. And that's fine. If you want to pick hunting over basketball, cool, man. Like, no one's going to judge you for your decisions. He seemed to make that decision. I want to hunt over playing basketball. I still like being around the guys, I like being around the team. I come to the games. I like the camaraderie. I like the team aspect. But I don't love the sport enough to run around at practice when I could be hunting with my friends. That's a fine decision. It seems like his parents did not agree with that decision, and they took the social media to heat up the story. When in reality, I don't think the kid liked basketball that much, and that's fine. Like, there's no rule that every kid has to like basketball. The game's the game.
I do have this, and I know we got to call Jake Eisenberg here coming up momentarily. This is, I'm not asking this to be funny. I'm not asking this to be flippant. Hunting's that serious? Rob, real quick, before you call Jake Eisenberg, is hunting that serious? Like the way the coach described it, they have like built in time as a school of, hey, people are not going to be here because they're out hunting. It's that serious. I'm just like, this is just so, this isn't even another America. This is just not a part of my life in any capacity. So it's just so hard for me to understand it. It would be like explaining to somebody like, wait, you're telling me for 2 days, you just don't watch, you don't go to school, you don't work, you just watch college basketball during the day, and you do that in back-to-back weekends? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Big 12 tournament in school. We didn't go to school for basically Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We just watched college basketball, and then we did the exact same thing 2 weeks later. So maybe it's like that, but I didn't know it was like this. I really didn't know. I'm serious. Someone on the text line says, yes, hunting is that serious. It's a passion. No, I'm not even trying to make fun of it. I've never gone hunting before. None of my close friends really go hunting. I don't know. It's lost on me. It really is. It's just completely lost on me. Somebody said bow hunting deer is that serious. So I'm not even trying to be funny. There's a time to shoot the deer with the guns, and then there's a different time to hunt them with the bow. There's like two different times. There's two different seasons. There's like, you can go out there and you can be Link from Zelda, and then you come back in a couple of weeks, and then we'll let you shoot the deer. Text line 913-586-7965. I don't know anything about this. You're speaking in another language to me. This is like when your wife tries to explain to you what's going on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It's like, how do you know all of this? How do you know this person is with this person? I don't know anything about it. You knew about this, Rob? So is there a different time for bow hunting and then shooting the deer with the guns? There's two different seasons?
So I am not the hunting expert, but I did know that there's different seasons, different weaponry, different things for different animals at different times. I crossed paths with hunting friends in high school and college, and they would get really excited about, you know, we're going up to do geese this week or ducks or whatever. There's different seasons for different things.
Someone said, C-Dot, how are you born and raised in the Midwest and don't know hunting at all? Bro, I grew up on 75th and Troost. Hunting was not a part of my childhood or my life in any capacity, not even a little bit. I don't even know where you would go hunt at. Who do you think I was, Elmer Fudd? Hunting is not a part of my life. I'm learning things. I have absolutely no clue. None. Zero clue of what you're talking about. I could talk about this, but we have to talk to Jake Eisenberg. Jake, have you ever gone hunting before?
Oh, well, I mean, it's just perfect timing that you dialed up a hunting expert. I know so much about hunting and everything in between. Elmer Fudd is also my source of information on this.
Okay. All right. I was just making sure. Because, Jake, I mean, you would have completely surprised me. If you had just been like, man, I'm an avid hunter here, I'd be like, man, I didn't know this.
Look, I mean, let's be honest. Like, I grew up on suburban Long Island. I don't know the first thing about going hunting. I'm open to, you know, hanging out in a field somewhere. I don't really want to do it. Not really my sort of thing. But I'm not going to – if people enjoy it, that's let them enjoy it.
No, that's 100% where I am. I do have to ask you this because this is honestly the most important thing of all of it. We are having our major left-right center game at work on Friday. We call it the executive game, a $10 buy-in. I have been told to officially invite you to the game on Friday if you would like to come.
Oh, man, what an honor. You know, I saw Derek last night at a holiday party over at the aquarium, and he was telling me all about the Super Bowl. And, man, like, I, as much as I want to be a part of it, and I do, I'm going to be traveling on Friday. I'm headed up to Des Moines for a basketball game there on Saturday. So, unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. But if, like, someone wants to roll as a proxy for me, like, I'll split the profit with them or something like that.
Okay, you know what? I think we can definitely set this up. Right now, we're joined by Jake Eisenberg of the Royals Radio Network. All right, Jake, let's get down to business here. Let's talk about the top story. I would say right now, it is like cool to be contrarian in some ways, or like cool to find the other side of an argument. This contract for Mikel Garcia needs to have 100% approval. Like, there is not a single negative that I could find in the Royals reaching this contract with a 25-year-old coming off a career year, gold glover, plays multiple positions, can steal bases. Like, this is such a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, this is a no-brainer, and this is something that, you know, we were all hopeful might be part of the case. It's important to understand, and this is something that JJ said this morning at the press conference, that the Royals did have four more years of control when it came to Michael Garcia. So this contract extension buys out the arbitration years, 1 year of free agency. There's that team option for 2031 as well. But what you've done is you've made a statement by saying, hey, here is one of the best young players in the sport. That is not hyperbole. Michael Garcia just put up over 5 F4 last year. That was top 15 in all of baseball. He's 25 years old. He's only getting better. And we saw the improvement from 2024 to 2025. He went from literally the lowest OPS of any qualified hitter in 2024 to an all-star, gold glove, silver slugger finalist season now in 2025. I mean, he was doing things more or less in tandem with Bobby Witt Jr. last year. And now that left side of the infield, you've got two 25-year-old all-star gold glovers on the left side of your infield for the next 5 years. I mean, that is a no-brainer, slam dunk, pretty incredible thing for any baseball team. And it's pretty exciting that it's happening here.
Yeah, I also think with the Royals, just we know you're going to have to do it different because of the finances of baseball. And if you're telling me to what you just alluded to, you have your third baseman locked up, you have your shortstop locked up, you have your first baseman in Vinny Pasquantino, and all of these guys are entering the prime of their career under 30 years old. I mean, that's how the Royals are going to have to do it. That's how they did it in 14 and 15. They had the right intersection of a couple of key veterans, but that team was a lot of really good players in the prime of their career that all played very good baseball at the same time, and they ultimately won it all.
And I don't think it's important to highlight, too, how well these guys know each other and how much they've grown up together. I mean, Vinny and Bobby are part of the same draft class. Same goes for Michael Massey, that 2019 draft class. You know, Michael Garcia was obviously an international signing, not part of the draft, but he came up with Vinny and Michael Massey from Burlington, North Carolina in rookie ball through Quad Cities and Double A, winning championships there, and then kind of up with Bobby over the last couple of years. Like, these guys have all played together for the better part of the last 6-7 years, not just in the major league level, but going back to the minors. And that's also what we saw 10 years ago with that blue wave of prospects coming up through Omaha, Haas and Moose and that whole group. They also all came up together. And so I don't think that's not a coincidence that when you have guys that play together and win together, that they get to do that at the next level together. And I think you have that core that we can obviously see. You infuse that with, you know, the young talent, the prospects that we've saw. Carter Jensen, an incredible month of September. I do think that Jack Caglione is going to find more solid footing in 2026. And I don't know that we really talked enough about how difficult the jump is from college baseball to the big leagues. And he did that in less than a year. You know, he destroyed AAA. And yeah, there are going to be growing pains at the big league level. But I think that you look at this Royals roster, we saw that window start to open in 2024 with the wild card series win. And, you know, that division series against the Yankees, no, they didn't win it, but it was about as close as it could possibly get. And yeah, last year fell short of the playoffs. You know, making the playoffs is a hard thing to do, but it was still a second consecutive winning season. We're seeing the Royals becoming a perennial playoff caliber team. And that's the name of the game in Major League Baseball in 2026 and beyond. You get into the playoffs, anything can happen.
Right now, we're talking to Jake Eisenberg of the Royals Radio Network. So that's obviously one major story right now with the Kansas City Royals. The other one, and this is just a trade that kind of fell under the wayside, and I get it. It was announced on Sunday in the middle of the Chiefs season coming to an end with Patrick Mahomes and his ACL. But the Royals make a really, really smart trade where they go pick up Isaac Collins and Nick Mears. The fact that you got both of those players for Angel Zerpa, that's a major win, in my opinion, for the Royals.
Yeah, I agree. And two things are true, C-Dot. I think the world of Angel Zerpa. Been lucky enough to watch him blossom into a high leverage arm over the last couple of years and going back to when he debuted in AAA. Like, he's got elite stuff. 97 from the left side doesn't grow on trees. The other thing that's true is that in my amateur opinion, when you can trade a reliever that's not necessarily your closer, like, you know, your Carlos Estevez or your Lucas Ursig, you know, your top 1% of relievers, when you can capitalize on a reliever that another team wants and turn that into a controllable position player that's going to play every day, like Isaac Collins, you know, wherever he fits in, and Nick Mears, a guy with a lot of upside that the Royals have been interested in going back a couple of years when Mears was still with the Rockies. I think that's an outstanding move. And clearly the Brewers think very highly of Serpa, and they should because he's a good pitcher. And I've seen some things about the Brewers maybe wanting to stretch him out and have him start, and the Royals certainly thought about that earlier on in Serpa's career. But I think what the Royals got back, a switch hitting outfielder in Isaac Collins that was just fourth in Rookie of the Year voting. He was tops among all left fielders in outs above average in left field at plus six. So he's going to bring some solid defense, you know, in terms of outs above average. He's got positional versatility. He's played a little bit of the infield too. I think a couple other things with him that are interesting. He reunites with his hitting coach that he had in Milwaukee, Connor Dawson, who the Royals just hired this past offseason as one of the new hitting coaches. He was the hitting coach in Milwaukee for 4 years, including last year when Isaac Collins came to the big leagues. I don't think that's something that can be overlooked. I think this is one of those trades that's great for both sides. I love it for the Royals. I'm excited to see how Serpa continues to grow with the Brewers.
Jake, I'll get you out of here with this last thing. So Rob told me probably about a month ago that he and his wife were not going to exchange Christmas gifts this year. They just want to go to 1587 Prime, that they don't want to spend the money on those things. They want to put it toward one nice dinner. Rob had a problem trying to get a reservation. I got Rob a Friday reservation and told him I would give him $200. All he had to do was say M-I-Z. Rob is a born and bred Kansan, went to a Kansas high school, went to the University of Kansas. He is a season ticket holder for the football team and the basketball team. I told him that's all I want in exchange for that being his Christmas gift. I want a Christmas gift too. Rob will not do it. I think he should. Where are you at on this, Jake?
Rob, what are you doing? Come on, man. Like, just say it. I get having pride for your team and everything, but you know, at a certain point, it's like, you know, go out to a nice dinner, take $200 from CDOT here, and go get a nice steak and one of those fancy cocktails with the fire thing on it. I don't know. Like, I feel like that's a pretty hard line in the sand to draw. I think you got to swallow some pride, Rob.
That is Jake Eisenberg of the Royals Radio Network, a smart man. Jake, happy holidays, bro.
Likewise. Thanks, CDOT.
Absolutely. That's Jake Eisenberg joining us on the show. Text line 913-586-7965. I don't think that I'm wrong in this. I'm getting Rob a Christmas gift. I'm not allowed to ask Rob for a Christmas gift in return. Rob told me he wanted to go to 1587. I set it up for him to go to 1587. I'm even putting $200 of my, this isn't the ticket fairy. This isn't a gift card. It is money from my pocket into Rob's pocket. All Rob needs to do is play the fight song and say M-I-Z. Rob doesn't want to do it. I think Rob is wrong. What do you guys think? We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Member, Mike's got this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, so right now, this is what we're dealing with on the show. And this isn't even a bit. Rob, every year do I get you a Christmas gift?
You do give me a Christmas gift every year?
Every single year. And I don't get Rob a little rinky-dink little thing. No, like, if you're the quarterback, you got to take care of your offensive linemen. When Rob got engaged, got you a very nice gift. Rob's my brother. We're not just coworkers. That's my guy. I got to look out for him. So Rob came to me about a month ago and said that he and his wife were not going to do gifts this year because they wanted to go to 1587. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Rob had a tough time getting a reservation. He came to Carrington Claus. Hey, can you look out for me? When Rob wanted to go see Mariah Carey, Rob, who had you on the floor at Mariah Carey?
I was at Mariah Carey.
Me, I looked out for you. So Rob said, hey, can you hook me up? I'm like, yeah, of course, no problem. I got Rob a reservation on a Friday night at 7. I'm even going to give Rob $200. And then all I'm asking for is a gift. I want a Christmas gift. My gift is free. I want Rob to turn on the Mizzou fight song, and I want him to say, M-I-Z. That's all I want, Rob. I don't want anything else. I don't want diamonds and pearls. I don't want frankincense and myrrh. I want you to play Mr. Brightside, and I want you to say M-I-Z. That's it. Rob refuses to do it. All of a sudden, when we speak of a Jayhawk, Alex Gold appears out of nowhere.
What's up? Yeah,
Rob, tell Rob that this is a good deal that I'm offering him. A gift for a gift.
No, listen, there's a couple things here. Number one, no way he should say, we know how this works. That'll be a drop for the rest of time.
100%.
Absolutely not. There's no way I would say it as well. If you're given a gift, why does it have to have conditions? It's a gift. There are no conditions. Is this what you do with girlfriends and stuff? You got to be conditions to get gifts? No.
Okay.
No conditions. Now, the only part I'll agree with you on, in this case, Rob has a wife. He should do it because it benefits his wife. That's the only reason why Rob should even consider this. Otherwise, if you were to ask me and you had the exact same setup, hell no.
Okay. Thank you, Alex Gold.
Good to see you.
I know. I'm
the good news is she's not listening right now.
I got the betting show coming up at 6. See that?
Oh, okay.
Last one of the year.
Okay, that's it.
You thought he just showed up because?
Yeah, you hold on. Look, man. Look, I'm passionate about KU.
And a Jayhawk appeared,
and
we started talking KU. I was like, hold on.
And I'll certainly turn on the radio and listen. I enjoy the show. See that? But I did not get in the car and come drive down here just to talk to you.
Do you want to say it? I'll offer you the same deal.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I'll offer you the same deal now. I'll get you a reservation.
If the shoe is on the other foot, if Rob did the exact
same. People already think I like KU. I might as well eat a 1587 in any way. What does it matter?
If Rob did the exact same thing for you and he offered you $200 at 1587, you would have said Rock Chalk?
I'll take less than that. If Rob, I've never eaten a Golden Ox, for example. If Rob wants to play the KU fight song and give me $150 to go to Golden Ox, I will wear that KU sweatshirt tomorrow on the show.
But this isn't,
and also wave the week. I don't care about that.
This is not the same thing, I guess. I set you up.
The text still calls me Chargers not for 7 years. What does it matter now at this point? I might as well lean into it.
Yeah.
At least I'm eating good.
You go to Lawrence more than Columbia, though. So this is where you're comfortable with it, you know?
Lawrence is a very nice place.
It's a great place. Yeah. It really is.
So it's 1587 prime.
That's what I hear.
Too bad Rob won't
I'm hoping to go sometime soon as well.
Yeah, Rob's going to go in 2027. I'm about to get Rob banned from going up there.
You know
I'm putting in the word that you're not welcome up
there. I'm going to start back-channeling to find out who Taylor Swift knows in Lawrence and then work a KU angle to get to 1587. That's my plan. Who saw her at the Hawk? Raise your hand.
Can you text your wife and see what she thinks you should do?
Absolutely not.
Just text her. You know the answer.
Just ask her. I mean, I don't mind sending her a message on Instagram. I'll message her.
No, that's a mistake. That's a mistake made by everyone involved. I'm happy she's at work today.
Rob, I'll have her call in at 5:30 and do it if you won't do it. I'll have her call in on the hotline.
Yeah, that's the only reason why Rob should consider it, is just because this helps his wife out, but I'll let you figure it out.
All right. I appreciate you. Alex Gold came up here just for this one segment. I mean, I get it, man. He's a fan. I completely understand. Rob, can we go back really quickly? We've already this segment's off the rails. I am just always amazed at the different experiences that we have in our life, even though for the most part, a majority of us have grown up in like a 60-mile radius of each other, because the amount of knowledge that some of you guys have about hunting it's mind-blowing to me. We were talking about that earlier with the coach in Michigan that was on the show, and he was talking about how important hunting is to their school and their community.
And I know to some it's a little radical, but I'll say it again. You know, the second week of deer season, the kids had Tuesday to Sunday to hunt. So they actually had 9 days to go hunting. And our deer season in Michigan is a two-week period. So they had plenty of time to go hunt. Many of our kids went hunting. I, in fact, go hunting. And everybody was able to do both.
It's just, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not here to mock anybody. This is just so foreign to me. I didn't know this. Someone says, CDOT, every year I take off 2 weeks of work so I can go bow hunting. Someone else said there's three different seasons. There's gun season, bow season, and pistol season. Hold on, wait. People are walking around outside in the woods to look for deer and shooting them with pistols? You knew this, Rob? I was like, I don't know this kind of stuff.
I didn't know about pistol season. I knew about bow season and rifle season. And then there are different seasons for different animals. I knew that. I did not know pistols was one of the seasons.
I didn't know this. You're just walking around like Wyatt Earp in the middle of the woods.
I will say this. Outside of the obvious reasons why I don't think you'd like hunting, because you didn't grow up with it, the idea of waking up super early and being out in the cold, that's probably why you're out.
Yeah, I'm not participating in that.
I believe it's like 5 a.m.
Okay, Rob, let me ask you this. Do you know where to go hunting? Like right now, let's say that your brother called you up and said, Rob, let's go hunting.
I'd be shocked by that
like,
call.
Yeah, I know exactly. Like, is there a place that like, you know, like when it snows, there's like Suicide Hill. Like, you know, go to this hill to go sledding. Is there a place in which people know, but then why would you also want to go hunting where everybody else is going hunting? Because they're trying to shoot the same deer that you're trying to shoot. I'm saying I have so many questions about this.
I would know where to go because I have friends who are hunters. I would call them out going out on their land and hunting. But you don't just go out to like, hey, there's some open field on 159th Street. This is my spot. There's more to it than that.
Okay.
I also believe, I think I admit that this might sound ignorant to the hunters. I believe geese season is big in like South Dakota. So I would
Somebody's saying they have a youth season and an adult season?
Yeah, well that makes sense.
Hold on, are the kids going out there, they're hunting by themselves? So we're saying there's kids unsupervised.
They're supervised. They're just they handle the weaponry.
What?
Mm-hmm. See, like this guy says it perfectly. He owns 40 acres, and that's where they bow hunt. See, yeah, that's it.
If you own the land, why can't you just go hunt whenever you want? It's your property.
That's because you still gotta have licenses and permits and all those things. Do you not know what the Missouri, like, Hunting and Game Commission is? Like,
I don't know the rules of hunting. I have no clue what the rules of hunting is. No clue. None. I probably understand curling more than I understand this. I don't understand any of this. So you're telling me if you own the land and you hunt on the land, they can get on you because you killed too many deer?
If you shot out of season, correct.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I mean, it could be true. I don't know. I have absolutely no clue.
You don't just
but
get
I'm
to like
genuinely interested.
Like, let's say like you have a big plot of land. I'll pick out South in Kansas on like 209th Street. You don't just need to walk out in June and be like, deer, boom, go time. No, it's got to be deer season.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. I didn't know. Good luck. When is hunting season here? Do we know when it is?
I believe it's the fall and winter.
Okay.
I think it maybe carries over into the spring. But like if it's 4th of July,
so you're saying,
you're not
so you're
there.
Saying it's like the trade deadline. That's
yes.
what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's like the deer trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. Well, I'm learning. I don't know these things. I have no clue. I've never been in a position where I could go hunting before. This is very interesting things that I've learned over the course of the last 5 minutes or so. We'll get back to football. Keep it locked in. It's the Drive.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.